This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 7 after the hour. It's Thursday, the 5th of April. Hi.
Hope everybody is good in your house and in your workplace and wherever you are. Drive well, be safe, have a wonderful day. Jennifer Horn is here to help you have a good day, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Victoria and Kara working on a couple of different sides to various stories, and Jennifer has got the trending issues of the moment. So what do we have, Jen?
Well, should we start with the serious stuff? Well, I guess
yes,
we're all
no,
very serious.
Let's start with the serious stuff.
Hey, don't let me actually underplay this. Actually, all three of my stories are serious today. All right, well, Facebook is ready to take the hot seat. Jeff Zuckerberg, I'm sorry, Marv, who's Jeff Zuckerberg?
Jeff is the guy you live with. He's going to marry you.
Oh. That guy.
Yeah. But you're thinking about
Jeff.
Jeff
Zuckerberg fortune?
No, the
Mark
Jeff
Zuckerberg.
You're thinking about is the
Jeff
the
Zucker
guy,
at
Katzenberg.
CNN.
Jeff Zuckerberg.
Maybe. I think I was thinking of Jeff Zuckerberg. Mark
Zuckerberg. Yes.
Right. Fake news here. Is in trouble again. He's actually agreed to testify before Congress. They set the date for next week. So that's when he will sit and testify before a congressional committee. But another shocking revelation has come out about Facebook. Apparently, they scan the photos and links that you send as part of the Facebook Messenger platform. It reads chats. And when they're flagged by moderators, it'll even hold on to content. And this is another, just the latest after Cambridge Analytica and the fact that people with Androids were having all of their information from their cell phones taken and stored by Facebook if a customer downloaded the Facebook Messenger platform. This is just the latest that is going to really require a lot of explaining. Now, for their part, both Mark Zuckerberg and his partner, Sheryl Sandberg. Yeah. Both of them are trying to get out in front of this, and they're doing a huge media blitz now to try to say that Facebook has this new privacy policy. But in actuality, the privacy policy really doesn't affect people who have already been breached. So it's just for new customers that'll sign up to Facebook,
how many people don't have an account already?
I do too.
I think they've lost this one. They really have lost. And so it brings me around to asking the question of all of you. Are we better off, those of us who have lived without technology before the technical revolution? I remember actually reading newspapers and sending mail through the mail and having to sort of go to the Encyclopedia Britannica to figure things out and actually do research to answer questions in my college papers and live my life without having a screen in front of me or an iPhone in my pocket. You don't, any of you, remember that. But I guess I would ask, in a rhetorical sense, are we better off? The more you learn about these things, the more we hear about how invasive, not only Facebook, but Google, all of them, the analytics that they've been able to... I mean, these people are geniuses. So you think they're just helping you? No, they're helping themselves to the ability to sell what it is that your interests are watched by them. And it's not a coincidence when you, let's say, I was looking for a new car, and I went into the computer and I researched a couple of different car things, and the next day, all of the ads that I have on my computer are all aimed at buying a car. They were never there before. So,
and it's amazingly, it's so
invasive as hell.
I'm going to be in Courtney's wedding coming up in September, and I had helped her go through some of the sites that sell bridesmaid dresses to order swatches so we could help her, you know, see what kind of color she
Courtney
wants to ask
for bridesmaids. Courtney is your assistant at your day job, yes.
Not assistant, no, she's the executive producer at the company, and one of my best friends. And so we went through all of the swatches. And now online, I'm being asked about certain colors. Like they're even, like the ads are being tailored into this burgundy and pink palette that we ordered from David's Bridal. And they're saying, are you still looking for a burgundy dress? And Nordstrom is sending me ads. It's amazing how you order a swatch and your entire search history is
So I guess I ask again the question. It's rhetorical, perhaps, or not, because you don't know what it was like before the technical revolution that we've gone through. But we are living, and we cannot live. You can't get an airline ticket. You can't get a restaurant reservation. You can't drive your car. You can't do anything without some sort of technology. And
Without being tracked.
Well, it's invasive to the point of controlling your lives. There is no more, and you folks that are younger have all accepted it as part of life. There's no privacy. You can't do anything, go anywhere, be with anybody without there being some sort of invasion into your privacy, your private life. So it just
I think we just have accepted the good with the bad, or the bad with the good. You know,
right.
I think that's part of the problem.
All right, Jen, what else do you have?
Well, technology ruining lives. I don't know how anybody's going to have any secrets anymore with the invent of Ancestry.com and 23andMe. This story absolutely caught my attention. I sent it to the ladies yesterday. I'm going to tell you the story about the Ashby family. And Sally Ashby's fertility doctor began to weep when he found out that the family was going to be moving from Idaho to Washington. Now, that seems a little odd for a doctor to actually begin crying when a family or a patient moves away. Well, now they understand why. Decades later, there's a new lawsuit that alleges that the doctor used his own sperm to inseminate Sally Ashby during a fertility treatment procedure and was actually the father of her daughter. According to this lawsuit, Ashby and her husband at the time, Howard Fowler was his name, sought the doctor's help when they had trouble conceiving a child. Ashby thought the doctor used anonymous donor sperm from a college student for the procedure that led to the birth of her first child, Kelly, in the spring of 1981. Yet, last year, Kelly, who's now 36, discovered through an Ancestry.com DNA test that she had a parent-child genetic match with her mother's doctor, Dr. Gerald Mortimer, according to the lawsuit. Yikes. How about that? Can you imagine going online and thinking that you were somehow your father's daughter, and then you realize that you have this parental match with someone who
how
was
would they
connected
do, how
to
would
your
they
mother?
Figure
this
out
is unbelievable.
By name, though. It sounds like they've named this guy.
Have you ever used Ancestry or 23andMe?
I did 23. Remember, I talked about the results on the air last week. 23andMe, I did.
Yeah. If you sign up for a profile, you can, when you get your 23andMe or your Ancestry, you can either choose to have a public or a private profile. If you have a public profile, people that are related to you, they'll notify you. Oh, this is your fourth cousin. This could be a grandparent. Whatever it is, they provide you with links if you choose to have a public profile. This guy obviously did. Kelly Rolette now, who's 36, obviously did and found out she was linked to this person. It happened to me.
Really?
I'll tell you my story. Whoa. Yeah, one of my family members was unsure about who her father was and kind of had a list of potential names. She did 23andMe testing, and when it popped up, she saw that she had cousins with this same certain matching last name, and she now knows how to get in touch with her father if she wants to. This is amazing technology. And people that had these quiet affairs 25, 30, 35, 40 years ago, you ain't got no secrets anymore.
Yikes. Yeah, yikes is right.
It's all coming out.
Yikes is right. All right. Well, you got
maybe
one more?
You want to collect... You may want to, you might want to click the private option, Dougie, on your
teaser. Yeah, well, late now. Go ahead. What's next?
just go private.
Yeah, go private.
All right. Also trending today is Judy Garland. Judy Garland. Why, you ask? Well, there are claims that the Wizard of Oz Munchkins molested Judy Garland. Have you heard about this?
Oh,
no.
No.
My God, no. Not another one.
Judy Garland was 16 when she starred in The Wizard of Oz back in 1939. The claim she was molested by the actors who played the Munchkins comes from her late husband, Sid Luft, in a re-released book that's coming out in September again called Judy and I, My Life with Judy Garland. In the book, he writes, they make Judy's life miserable on set by putting their hands under her dress. The men were 40 or more years old. They thought they could get away with anything because they were so small. Now, this is apparently came out years ago, but no one really paid attention to it. But because of the Me Too movement, now this is starting to pick up traction. There is a Munchkin still alive. His name is Jerry Marin. He's 98. He's the last remaining Munchkin from The Wizard of Oz. And it doesn't seem that people are trying very hard to get a response from him as to whether or not these claims are true. Isn't that crazy?
Well, remember, they put her... The producers put her on uppers because she was trying to do, she was getting tutored to do her schoolwork. She was on the set 10, 12 hours a day, and who knows what was going on other than that. There are stories from her daughter. She has two daughters. Lorna, Judy Garland had two daughters. Lorna, whose last name is Luft, she was the daughter of the person you're just referring to.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Liza Minnelli, who was the daughter of Vincent Minnelli, who was the second husband of Judy Garland. And they both have stories, and they're both kind of whacked out, too.
Yeah.
The kids of Judy Garland were both messed up. And Judy Garland was messed up. I thought it was just the drugs, but it could be that this kind of stuff was going on as well. Wouldn't that mess you up? I mean, there's all so much stuff that people do to other people in the name of whatever, their own pleasure or their own weirdness. You'd like to, even if he's 98 years old, give him a kick in the privates, if you know what I mean. Not to put too delicate a point on it, but...
Right. I guess Judy Garland herself, when she was alive, had even claimed that the Munchkins were drunks and that they partied all night and that the police would round them up in butterfly nets. That's what she had claimed, according to one report.
Well, think about what was going on. In those days, yeah, I mean, there was all kinds of, you look at the history of Errol Flynn, Clark Gable, some of these people that were big stars in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and the way they lived their lives, they all died in their 40s and 50s because of the way they lived their lives. They were out carousing, they never slept. They were out all hours of the day and night when they weren't on set, drinking and partying and traveling here, there, and everywhere. Errol Flynn and Clark Gable were notorious for the kinds of stuff that they... And Bogart as well. He died at 56, mostly because he was a big smoker. But they were all big smokers and drinkers and using who knows what. It was really... Clark Gable died just after he'd done a movie with Marilyn Monroe at 56. I don't think... Errol Flynn didn't even make it to 50, maybe 51. So, you know, these people, they lived and they were in and out fast, man.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what they were doing with their co-stars. It's 19 after the hour here in the DJV show.
Hey, honey.
Hi.
Sitting in the garage again, huh?
Yeah.
All alone?
Yeah.
On our son's bicycle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. And when you ride with us for 4 straight years without an accident, we won't count your first one against you, no matter how much it costs. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Accident forgiveness not available in all states.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Hi friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Thank you. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
And change after the hour here on the DJV show. How do you do? The Beatles! The Beatles, the Beatles, the Beatles, the Beatles, the Beatles. Yellow Submarine, apparently, Victoria, is going to return to the theaters to mark its 50th anniversary this summer. Set to start screening July 8th through a complete list of participating theaters that will be, I'm sure, the same theater complexes that we all go to. They're doing more and more. Have you noticed that? There are more and more special sorts of things being done on screens.
Yeah. One night only. They've got to lure people into the theaters.
Somehow. Yeah.
Yep.
Apparently, Yellow Submarine has been restored to its digital, well, there's all kinds of new processes, as you know, for music and for video, and they've resolved this, and it's going to apparently be fabulous. Mm-hmm. And so is the re-release of the soundtrack. So, remember this? Well, you don't remember it. I remember it. Psychedelic Odyssey that the Beatles were on.
I've seen bits of this, but I've never seen the whole thing.
Right. It's a weird sort of thing.
Yeah.
It is. It's... It's fun. It's a fun romp. So that's something to look forward to this summer. Speaking of that, because today is Thursday, we have our Throwback Thursday segment in which I get to be disc jockey, going back to the moldy, oldie, goody goldies that I love playing. This week in 1964 saw every single song to be a Beatles song. Never happened before and has never happened again. This week, unique in musical history, because every one of the top five songs was a Beatles song, starting with number five, Please Please Me. Here they are. Fab Four. It's a great song. All these songs are great. These are the real Beatles, as far as I'm concerned, Victoria.
This is the Beatles
that
I like,
music. Oh, yeah, right. Well, it's underscored by all the songs that were here. Number five, Please Please Me. Number four, and these were, by the way, A-B sides of the same record. Number four, the Beatles and I Want to Hold Your Hand, even better. I love it. My God, I love it. You can see them on Ed Sullivan mopping around there. They call them the mop tops. Isn't it great? Listen to that clapping. Crank it up, Carrie. Right?
And please say to me, you let me hold your hand.
I know. Okay. Oh, listen. Get excited
about
this.
Wow, Paris.
Okay. Wow. Come on, Gary. You'll be okay. Number three this week in 1964. She loves you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Remy, Ringo is fabulous.
All top five songs. Beatles.
This is my favorite of all these five.
You know it can't be bad.
All right. A song that was covered by about 15 different groups and people, individuals, did well every time it was done. The Beatles had their version of Twist and Shout, number two this week, 1964. Come on, baby.
Is
it really? I like.
Yeah, I love this. Yeah.
I like them. This is probably my least favorite of all of them. If I were to put them in order, I like She Loves You Best, Wanna Hold Your Hand second, Please Please Me third. Number one would be number four for me. This has been 5 weeks at number one for the Beatles. Can't Buy Me Love. This is a great song. Senior in high school.
Do you remember that all top five songs
were
all Beatles?
I do. Yep. Used to listen to Bruce Bradley on WBZ do the countdown. He would go through. He was our version in Boston of Murray, McKay, and Cousin Brucey in New York. He was the guy. He did it well. Bruce Bradley and a guy named Arnie the Woo, Arnie Ginsberg, and he had a little whistle and he used to do. All that, and he's been known. He's 94 years old. They just had a reunion of the station with the old jocks that were still alive, and he still got his woo-woo flute. All right, there they are, the top five songs this week in 1964, courtesy of the Fab Four, the Beatles. 28 after the hour. Tell me if you want the kind of
thing the money just can't buy. In today's automotive news, on the back of the successful launch of Hyundai's compact SUV, the Kona, comes the Kona Electric, with segment-leading 250 miles of estimated range on electricity alone. It has a bold, fresh fascia. The Kona has a high-efficiency 201 horsepower electric powertrain, a standard floating touchscreen with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto capabilities, and Hyundai's SmartSense forward collision avoidance assistant. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available U-Connect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event. And beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like IT Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
After the hour. Happy to be with you on this Thursday. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. This is an amazing, amazing trail. The following of this synthetic marijuana story. We were talking about it, I think, earlier in the week on a couple of different circumstances, Victoria, where, for those who don't know, this is a completely bizarre story in that in both Chicago and Los Angeles, and I guess in other cities or towns as well, but it has become more pronounced, especially in Chicago, where a couple of people have died, or I don't know how many people. There's a news anchor going through the people who have died and what's going on.
Synthetic marijuana known as K2 is so lethal, we're told, it has caused uncontrollable bleeding. There have been 56 cases in the state, 17 here in Chicago, 5 in Cook County, and it can be deadly. State investigators say 2 people have died ingesting it, made and laced with rat poison.
So, I mean, it's not laughable, but hello, if you're trying to sell somebody on something like this, okay, you got a new fantastic marijuana, you'll get higher and it'll be great, but then you kill them, you put rat poison in it, the rat poison will obviously you're killing
your
customers.
It's a flawed business model. I see where you're going. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
We got to give them something that'll kill them, so they buy it once and then they're done.
Yeah.
In what do they call one and done?
Yeah.
This is really the synthetic weed. The thing that flabbergasts me. I'm gonna be completely as I always am anyway, but in this circumstance, I've investigated growing hemp and weed on my farm. And it's not like you have to work hard at this. Even though this is cultivated weed, it's called weed for a reason. Because it's a weed. It is not you cultivate the weeds, there are ways of taking a seed and making it thrive, and that's what's happened here. You can smoke anything, any kind of weed. Listen, I'm a kid. I grew up on the farm. Believe me, people have been smoking all kinds of weed on the farm, and it wasn't marijuana. People who would smoke pig weed, and they'd smoke the silk from a veneer of corn. They'd smoke hay, chaff, wrap it up in a piece of paper and smoke that. There's all kinds of stuff, weeds that grow on the farm, that are being smoked. They have been, and they are. So to think that this is some sophisticated marijuana and hemp is not a sophisticated product. It's a weed, for God's sakes. So the fact that you can smoke anything, and the fact these people have gone to the extent that they have the trouble to make a synthetic weed is just bizarre.
Well, the synthetic weed has been around for a long time. You see it sometimes. They sell it at gas stations and and convenience stores. And it's
how do they get away with that?
Well, it's not illegal.
You can't sell marijuana in a gas station.
No, because marijuana is illegal. So synthetic weed is just man-made. It's not illegal.
Marijuana, some people say, would kill you if you use long enough, but this stuff would kill you the first time you use it.
Well, the weird thing is, this is obviously some sort of a batch that is killing people, because synthetic weed has been around for I don't even know how long.
Really?
And so this is just the first time that it's now up to 70 cases, and two people have died after coughing up blood.
Yeah,
so
right.
This is some sort
of weed.
The
rat poison is what makes you bleed.
Yeah, they're going to have to obviously do some massive recall to make sure to get all of this stuff, you know, off the shelves. Mm-hmm. But it's just, I don't know. To me, and I still don't even understand what the big deal about weed is. Real weed, marijuana.
Smoking it?
No, I just don't understand. I don't understand why it's illegal and why it's. It's not a big deal.
Well, there's a bill that was introduced last month by Mitch McConnell in the Senate that would separate all of the legislation between hemp and marijuana.
Which is important to do.
Because they're not the same at all. I went to that hemp conference last month to try to figure out how to grow it, find where the markets are, that sort of thing, instead of corn, because there's no market for corn now in my neck of the woods, but there is a market for the hemp, and the hemp market is growing rapidly, but you've got to find the market for it, whether it be used for rope or the oils that are very medicinal, or using part of the stem that can be very, there's all kinds of health product, of hemp health products that
hemp
you can
milk
put into.
Is delicious.
Yeah.
As a non-dairy alternative, that's hemp milk is great. That's been in Whole Foods and all the health food stores.
Yeah, it's around, and the stuff that you put in your smoothie, you can get the powdered hemp. Put it in your smoothie. Mm-hmm. So let's go back to the marijuana or this, whatever it is, K2. How to prevent this, I guess, is part of the focus. Let's listen to another piece of that report.
They say one of the things they're doing is they're going to go to the homeless shelters. There's a tremendous impact in the homeless population in these cities. And what they're doing is they're warning people about the effects of this. You have seizures and people who are having psychotic episodes and of course, violent outbursts.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, I saw this video from New York, and I don't know if you saw it, Victoria, but it was a naked guy who is just walking down the street completely naked and then starts punching, you know, one of those really tall wooden fences that people have around their yards, and he's just punching holes in it because he's on this drug, and I don't know, thinks he's a superhero or something like that. But
that's from K2?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I didn't realize that it had, you know, you've heard of stuff like that from meth or those people who drink, I don't even know, lawnmower oil or something like that.
Right.
But yeah, from marijuana. And that was one of the descriptions that I heard is there was some stat from poison control that there have already been more cases of people using the synthetic marijuana that they've heard about this year than in all of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's not even marijuana, so it's kind of silly calling it that, because the effects that it has on you are completely the opposite of what marijuana would have.
Well, hopefully this will be a big boon for the marijuana industry, because people might just say, you know, just smoke the real stuff. That's the message.
So what you were talking about, Kara, is what they're taking is starting fluid. Starting fluid is a gaseous petroleum mix that's used to start diesel engines and things that are hard to start when the weather is cold. And it evaporates very quickly, but if you get it into your system, it'll make you high. I know people who, again, back maybe the same people that are smoking the pigweed on the farm are inhaling this stuff, because that's what... You can make yourself high by inhaling starting fluid. And so that's what you were referring to, the guy, the lawnmower oil.
Yeah, I didn't actually know if that was a thing, but
it seems like,
you know, sometimes I feel very glad that I have never felt the desire to get this kind of high that people just seem to have a need for, that they will go out and snort or smell or smoke anything just to get that high.
And that's what I'm trying to figure. I've said this for legions. Who was it that looked at this stuff on the ground and decided to smoke it? Unless there was a fire burning and somebody whiffed in, you know, originally the smoke and it made them high. Say, okay, let's get a little more of that and see what we do with it.
Well, I think that probably that I think marijuana, the kind of origins in this country were Native American based and used in ceremonies. Yeah.
Well, peyote
like
is really where it came. Peyote was long the forerunner before marijuana. They all smoked peyote.
Yeah.
And there's a religion that still exists in the Southwest where people use peyote in their services. Each time you have it in the sweat lodges,
they
all smoke peyote. Or is it pronounced peyote? Peyote.
I've heard peyote. And then there's that ayahuasca, and that's really potent, and that's something that's kind of been building in popularity in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And that just makes you go completely insane.
Yeah,
people tend to do it at a retreat and stuff.
Yeah.
And then it makes you violently throw up it's just gross. I don't get the appeal. Give me a good martini. I just don't get the appeal.
I don't find any of that stuff. Even martini smoking, you know, I've...
We know.
Other ways of, yeah.
Goody
okay.
two
anyway,
shoes. We know.
Yes. So what's the Poison Control Center doing? What does this anchor say, Kara?
Here's the fact from the poison control centers around the country. They say that they've tallied more than 4,300 reports of people exposed to synthetic marijuana. That compares to 3,600 in all of last year. It's labeled sometimes as herbal incense, but this stuff is nothing like marijuana at all.
You know, I was wondering about incense, as we have, and I am one of these people that takes whatever the stuff is, and you can maybe, I don't even know what it is now, think about it, Victoria. When you smudge your home, when you take, I did it with Megan's new house last week, you get the...
You burn the sage, right?
Yeah, it's just sage.
Yeah.
Right, but that's the same stuff. It has the same origins, in essence, as all this other stuff. And you know, walk around the house with it lit and the smoke goes everywhere. It's supposed to clean out whatever bad vibes
are.
Did
you get all the corners?
I did, thank you.
It's where all the bad spirits hang out
in
the corners.
Yes, I get to the corners.
Does Megan think,
is she
down with all this? Or does she just think, like, oh, that's just Dad. He's a little wacky.
Well, she used to think that. Megan used to patronize me when I would come up with some of this stuff. But she now understands that there is substance to it. And her father's not quite the whack job that she... She still thinks I'm a whack job, but she doesn't think I'm the same. I'm a lovable whack job.
I have to say, though, that you know, you and I are very similar in our beliefs and things like that. But that is very cool. You are the first dad I've ever heard of who saged his daughter's new house. That's very cool.
Yeah.
You get props for that.
Thank you. All right, before we get lost, let's go down another street here for a second, Kara. You've got some sound from this yodeling boy at the Walmart. It's a 10-year-old kid, those of you who don't know the story, 10-year-old youngster from Illinois who's taken the internet by storm. There's a video of him yodeling at a Walmart.
I got a feeling golden blue, oh, Lord,
kind of like you, Doug.
Excuse me? She's been waiting all morning to say that, Victoria. Now, this kid's name is Mason Ramsey. He's singing the Lovesick Blues, an old Hank Williams song, in a Walmart, dressed in a white shirt, bolo tie, and jeans that are tucked into cowboy boots. People in the store gathered around to watch him, and the video was taken of his performance, and it's been posted on social media, and it's gone viral. So let's compare him.
The most impressive part is that he's actually playing the guitar.
Yeah,
which
he's playing the guitar.
Really impressive at 10.
Yeah.
Not
all right, so
much
you got
singing,
his
but
his version of Yodeling Boy. You got the Hank Williams original version of this, Kara?
Lord, I don't know how to do. All I do is sat and sigh.
What is the appeal of this?
I don't get it.
The old cowboys used to love the old Gene Autry, Roy Rogers Moore. Gene Autry was an expert. Matter of fact, I think his first real claim to fame in his music before he became an actor and a big cowboy star was his yodeling music. He was a big yodeler. If you go find, you could probably find some audio from an original Gene Autry.
I'm not doubting that he was big with it. I'm just wondering how you become big with that. You know, like, is
yodeling?
It because you're like, oh, I can't hit the notes, so let me yodel it instead?
Kind of.
I've never heard thinking, of it that way, but yeah, that's
I think
true.
I was thinking of taking it up myself when we were doing the Beatles song. We could yodel the Beatles songs. How about that?
You know, your girlfriend, Jewel, she's a good yodeler.
She's a yodeler.
She
is. Matter of fact,
I've seen her in concert do it.
The first time I ever had her on the program, I asked her to yodel. Well, I mean, that's how we started the conversation. I had her yodel for me.
But I feel like she's actually really good at it.
She is. Yeah, she's very good at it. She's actually a wonderful. I was quite taken with her. I like her a lot. She's
single,
fabulous.
She's singing, you know.
Well, I heard that. Yes, thank you. Thank you. All right, 12 before the hour here on the VJV show.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jules Streed. Fibromyalgia causes pain everywhere in the body, sleep problems, and even emotional distress. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, it affects about 4 million U.S. adults.
An individual will have chronic, meaning long-lasting, diffuse, meaning head-to-toe, migratory, meaning sensations move around, pain, which is predominantly felt as joint and muscle aches and pains, but in the absence of inflammation.
Dr. Arya Mohabit, chair of Mayo Clinic's Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Clinic, says diagnosis involves ruling out other conditions and asking patients a series of pain and fatigue questions.
The osteoarthritis, the lupus, mixed connective tissue disorders, there are many conditions that mimic fibromyalgia. So you need to ensure that you're not dealing with one of those because the treatment strategy is completely different.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hey, honey.
Hi.
Sitting in the garage again, huh?
Yeah.
All alone?
Yeah.
On our son's bicycle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. And when you ride with us for 4 straight years without an accident, we won't catch your first one against you, no matter how much it costs. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Accident forgiveness not available in all states.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
The oldies on the air today. This is one of them. Theme from a really big television show in the 1970s. Or six, was it 60s or 70s, Chucker?
70s, 1973.
Yeah. The Richard Anderson, who is the father of Richard Dean Anderson, both actors of note, and he was the leader of whatever that group was, the Phoenix Foundation, or whatever they call it, and they rebuilt after Lee Majors' plane crashed. They made him the $6 million man. So that's not being revived, but what is?
Well, they're going to do a big screen version of it, but instead of the $6 million man, they're going to call it the $6 billion man. It's going to star Mark Wahlberg and will be in theaters in 2019. I've read about this movie over the last few years. Finally, it's been green light and the studio's got the...
So whose idea was it? Is it a Wahlberg production, his Bad Robot company? Is it his idea to redo it, or did somebody just come to him and say, okay, we want you to play this part?
They probably sent him the script, and he probably makes final decision whether he wants to attach himself to the property or not. Obviously, this has the potential for a franchise. If people remember who watched this show in the 1970s, they spun it off with the Bionic Woman, played by an actress named Lindsay Wagner, which is also pretty popular back in the day.
It was.
Which is really back in the day now when I think about it.
And then every once in a while, they put the two of them together in a special.
They did. They did.
They did that. And that could be a movie thing,
shows,
too.
That's back in the day when this aired on ABC, but that's back in the day when network shows garnered ratings like 30, 35, 40 million people an episode.
Right. Okay, so who plays, if Wahlberg is the lead, then who's the female lead? Who's around these
days? I don't think they'll go that route for the first film. I think they'll save that for a sequel.
No, but I'm saying, okay, but let's say they put them together. I'm just speculating here. If you were producing...
Speculating, okay.
Yeah, I'm just speculating on who would be the woman who does a movie on her own, and then they put it together like they do all these Marvel hero.
If I had to throw one name out there, they probably would look at somebody like Scarlett Johansson because she's done action movies before.
Right.
Or they've done well.
Yeah, you look at what Charlize Theron did in Blonde. What was that called? Atomic Blonde. She's
really good.
But see, those two don't really carry it off because they look, in real life, they don't have any muscle, they have no tone, they don't look like they're strong. So I don't, it kind of is a phony baloney. If you get somebody like Ronda Rousey in there, beating up people, then you kind of believe what
they're
doing.
Why are you so partial to this Ronda Rousey?
I think she's a very intriguing character. Really? I actually watched her on, I never watched the wrestling stuff. Jennifer Horn on our staff is always watching the wrestling shows. But I came across it on Monday night, and they're doing the same. She and McMahon are doing the same thing with each other that the men do, yelling and screaming at each other.
She's paying homage to Roddy Piper with her wrestling character. I got to be honest, I'm not a big fan of her. Something about her.
Yeah.
I don't like people who get knocked out twice, and she got knocked out twice.
Okay. That's good to know, Chucker.
Not good.
Keep that in mind. All right. More movie news coming up right after this. Your phone number, your salary, your spouse's name, children's names, where you live, all of this is easy to find online. When was the last time you Googled yourself? It's startling what you can find online, especially as it relates to your personal information. Do not be a victim. Protect your privacy and your family's security with Executive Privacy from Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender is the leader in this field, making the web safer. With Reputation Defender's Executive Privacy, your personal information can be scrubbed clean from online search results. In this day and age, we all need this. It's more affordable now than you might think. Call 844-432-4886. Reputation Defender's Executive Privacy Special, 844-432-4882, or you can go to reputationdefender.com/Doug. That's reputationdefender.com/DOUG. Hi, Chuck. What else we got in the movie news bag today?
This is an interesting story. Steven Spielberg gave an interview and said that Indiana Jones 5 will be the last time we'll see Harrison Ford play Indiana, but the franchise will go on. That is the first time he actually said that the franchise will go on. It's owned by Disney. They bought it from Lucasfilms when they put the deal together to acquire Star Wars. No surprise here that Disney's going to have Indiana Jones in the pipeline for decades to come. It will be interesting how they spin it off or what actor will play the lead character once Harrison Ford bows out in the next installment, which I think will be in theaters 2020.
I don't think you can do the same thing with that as you do with Star Wars, bring in a whole bunch of people. I think it's one and done. If they put somebody in there, they were trying to do that with that character, that silly Shia LaBeouf or whatever he is, and
right,
he messed it up for himself. But
it
Indiana Jones,
you admitted that.
Indiana Jones is Harrison Ford. That's it. Put somebody else in there and you can kiss that franchise goodbye.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.